was davening mincha somewhere yesterday, and the Baal Tefillah finished up Chazaras HaShatz, and he went straight into Kaddish Tiskabel. And the rabbi of that particular place was not so happy with his hanhaga, and he sort of tapped the guy on the shoulder, but it was a little too late. So the question is, why did he do that, and why was the rabbi unhappy, and who was right? So why he did it was that today is Tu B'Av, and yesterday, being Erev Tu B'Av, was the mincha before a day in which we don't say Tachanun. Generally, the halacha is that we don't say Tachanun, the mincha, before a day that we skip Tachanun entirely. And this is not an incorrect statement. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Tachanun, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, it's a little easy to miss it because we go from Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, which is Birkas Kohanim, to Hilchos Nefilas Apayim. So they look almost the same when you look at them, unless you're looking carefully. So we're looking for Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, and it lists off the various days that we don't say Tachanun, and Sif Vav says the Shulchan Aruch, Noagu Shalalipol Al Pneim Be Tu B'Av. It is customary not to say Tachanun on Tu B'Av, Velo B'Tu B'Shvat, and we don't say it on Tu B'Shvat, Velo B'Rosh Chodesh, and we don't say it on Rosh Chodesh. And then he adds in, Velo B'Mincha Shelefanav, and not the Mincha beforehand, Velo B'Chanukah, V'yesh Omrim Gam B'Mincha Shelefanav, and not on Chanukah, and some say not during the Mincha before Chanukah either, V'chein Noagin. Then he says, B'Purim Einoflin Al Pneim, then the Rama adds in, V'lag B'Omer Einoflin, Be'erev Yom Kippur Noflin, V'chein B'Rosh Hashanah Afilu Shachris. Also Rosh Hashanah, even Shachris Rosh Hashanah, meaning even though it's still the Yom HaDin, we don't say Tachanun at that time. So the question is, how do you read the Shulchan Aruch over here? Because he seems to be pretty specific when it comes to Chanukah. He says we don't say Tachanun on Chanukah, and some say don't say Tachanun even the Mincha before Chanukah. But he just said not the Mincha before. So that previous statement of Alov Mincha Shelefanav doesn't seem to be universal. It only seems to be reflecting the last statement that he made. So what do we have? We have don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av, don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat, and don't say Tachanun on Rosh Chodesh, and not the Mincha before it. Meaning, Shelefanav, not the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, not Shelefnehem. Meaning, don't say Tachanun the Mincha before Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat either. So it sounds very much from the Shulchan Aruch that he was quoting the Minhag as saying don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av, but you should say Tachanun the Mincha before Tu B'Av. Just Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't say Mincha before. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, so he writes that, first of all, why don't we say Tachanun Tu B'Av? The Gemara Issa Shaya Yom Tov Gadol B'Zman HaMikdash. It was a very big Yom Tov in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and Tu B'Shvat, Shu Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, right? It was the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. And then in Sivkot and Lamed Beis, what we're looking for, he says, Shelefanav, Mashma Mizeh, Debetu B'Av, Vetu B'Shvat, on Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, no flim b'mincha Shelefanav. And then he says that we do say Tachanun, the mincha before Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, according to the Shulchan Aruch. But then he finishes off, V'ein Noagin Kain. The custom is not to say Tachanun, Erev, Tu B'Shvat, or Tu B'Av. So it would seem that both the rabbi and the Shliach Tzibur were correct, just according to different opinions. According to the Shulchan Aruch, one is not supposed to skip Tachanun, or one should say Tachanun, on the Mincha before Tu B'Av, whereas one should not say Tachanun, or at least the Minog is not to say Tachanun, according to the Achronim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, how do we figure this out in terms of understanding? So we have to ask ourselves, what is the reason not to say Tachanun in the first place in the Mincha before? I understand why you don't say Tachanun the day of a Yontif, meaning it's disrespectful to the Kedusha Sayom, it's disrespectful to the Simcha Sayom to engage in Tachanun, which is a somewhat sad and reflective prayer on sin. So therefore, we don't want to mention it on those days. But I understand that's on the day itself. Why stop the mincha before? So some of the achronim suggest that the logic behind not saying Tachanun the mincha before is not really anything to do with the Simcha Sayom or the Kedusha Sayom. Rather, it's just as a reminder, because as we know from the Gemara and all the way dating back to the Yerushalmi, this is something that was going on very, very long time ago, and it continues until today, that most people daven mincha at a mincha marav minyan. Therefore, they're going to daven mincha shmona esrei, they're going to say aleinu, they're going to go straight into the marav shmona esrei at that point after Birchas Kriyashma. So you're really not going to have any kind of a break in between. And if people would say Tachanun at Mincha, there would not be enough of a reminder that the Yontif is coming up, and therefore they're going to have a problem. They're going to forget to mention the Me'ein HaMa'ora. They're going to forget to mention the special part of the davening that discusses that particular day. So that applies very well on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh, you don't dress any differently, you don't act any differently per se on Rosh Chodesh than you would on a regular day, and therefore you're going to go to Mincha Erev Rosh Chodesh, you're going to daven a normal Mincha, you're going to say Tachanun, then you're going to daven Maariv, you're going to forget Yalav Yavo. Now the truth be told, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo for Maariv, but we certainly don't want to set you up to forget it L'chachila. So therefore, we skip Tachanun on the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, so that the Kehila knows to say Yalav Yavo when they get to the actual Maariv for Rosh Chodesh that's happening shortly thereafter. Similarly, if it's Purim or Chanukah, you're going to forget to say Al HaNisim in the Maariv of Shmona Esrei if you didn't have some sort of reminder before, and therefore we don't say Tachanun in the Mincha before Purim. We don't say Tachanun in the Mincha before Chanukah. This would not apply, however, to Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, because Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av do not have anything specific that does not, you know, that has to be said in honor of that particular day, and therefore there's really no chashash whatsoever to require us to skip Tachanun the Mincha before. And therefore, if you consider that to be the reason why one would skip Tachanun and the Mincha before those particular days, so then one should actually say Tachanun at Mincha, Erev Tu B'Shvat and Erev Tu B'Av, and that's with the logic perhaps of the Shulchan Aruch. However, one could argue that the reason we skip Tachanun is a different reason, right? So why is it that all these Achronim say we don't say Tachanun Erev Mincha of Erev Tu B'Av, Erev Tu B'Shvat, and Purim and Lag BaOmer, etc., right? So he says maybe because we just consider the day that's coming up to be a very chash of a day, and we want to prepare ourselves and be a little more besimcha. And in simcha kesimchas dilug hatachanun, right? I just made up that fake Maimer Chazal. There is no great simcha like the simcha of skipping Tachanun, and therefore people are excited about the upcoming day because they already got to skip Tachanun the mincha before. So I'm only saying that half jokingly, but the truth is that because of the simcha that's coming up, it's exciting to realize that there's a special day, and that's to help build excitement for the special day. However, on the case where the Mishnah Berurah points out that when it comes to the mincha before Erev Rosh Hashanah and the mincha before Erev Yom HaKippurim, even though those are days where we do skip Tachanun, we don't say Tachanun, nevertheless, we say Tachanun at the Mincha before because that does none of the reasons apply to that. If you're not psyched for Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, then you know skipping Tachanun the day before is not going to help you anyway because it's a different kind of psyched. It's a serious day, whereas you know Erev Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, there's no major seriousness attached to that day, and perhaps we can get a person psyched up by skipping Tachanun, the Mincha before Tu B'Av, the Mincha before Tu B'Shvat, he'll feel a little bit more of the Simcha Sayyom. So that's perhaps the reason behind the Achronim who suggest against the Shulchan Aruch that one is supposed to skip Tachanun, the Mincha before Tu B'Av, and the Mincha before Tu B'Shvat. Obviously, everyone should follow the minhag of one's own rav when it comes to these particular items.